If terrorism is the use of violence and intimidation for political aims, then the armed men who've occupied a building in a wildlife reserve in Oregon are by definition terrorists. Led by Ammon Bundy, the 40-year-old son of anti-government Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, the armed men took over the building after accusing federal officials of unfairly punishing Dwight and Stephen Hammond, ranchers who were convicted of arson and sentenced to prison after setting a fire that burned 130 acres. But Bundy and his followers do not represent the Hammonds. They represent themselves. And in my view, any peace-loving American who believes in the rule of law should repudiate Bundy's tactics, because if Islamic extremists who brandish guns in pursuit of political gain are labeled terrorists, then right-wing extremists who do the same must fall under the same definition. If we allow men like Bundy to adopt the language of patriotism to rationalize utter thuggery, we are allowing terrorism to win the day simply because it changed its clothes and dressed itself as a rancher. Bundy and his followers claim they occupied the building because of federal overreach that's left ranchers in fear, restricted, and impoverished. Once they can use these lands as free men, Bundy said, then we will have accomplished what we've come to accomplish, and there will be no need for us to be here. I struggle to understand what any of that has to do with the fact that the Hammonds committed arson, illegally burning 130 acres in what the government said was an attempt by the Hammonds to cover up their poaching. I also struggle to understand why Bundy is positioning himself as a representative of the people of Harney County when he openly admits it might take a little bit for people to realize that. More than anything, I'm confused by the fact that Bundy claims the people of Harney County, Oregon, are not free men. Bundy, his followers, and the people of Harney County are free in ways that most people in this world are not. They're free to demand a redress of grievances from their government and to bear arms in a country where guns are available to every law-abiding citizen. They are free, quite frankly, to make claims that may or may not be true and to do so in pursuit of political gain. But when they take up arms, illegally occupy a government building, and threaten violence if they're confronted by law enforcement, they're engaging in terrorism. Until we're ready to admit that, the Bundys of the world will continue to hold America hostage. We should never allow them to do so unchecked. I'm Solomon Jones.